Welcome to the David Alliance, part six of how to submit. Had some great feedback on this. We're going to jump into it right away. If you're getting something out of this, please reach out to me and let me know. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com.
That submission is earned. It's not demanded. It's not commanded. I don't know of a woman who, if she's being honest with herself, if she has a husband who seeks God, who prays, who reads his Bible, who is in tune with the Holy Spirit, who serves others, who shares the gospel, who's living his faith daily, real, reality, faith. I don't know of a woman who wouldn't want to say, well, if there's a decision to be made and we disagree, I'll trust my husband. I don't see how... I've met women who won't do that, but it's not because of their husband. It's because of unforgiveness and bitterness in their own heart. But I've met plenty of women who said, man, I could never submit to my husband, never submit to my husband, never submit... Oh, man, he's like Jesus. Who wouldn't submit to Jesus? That's why the weight of submission falls on us, gentlemen. We don't demand it. We don't command it. We attract it. We earn it. My questions for you tonight would be, can your wife say without a doubt, my husband seeks God? And could she put a time to it? Yeah, my husband seeks God every day for about 45 minutes. Does she see you in the Word, reading your Bible? Yeah, he reads his Bible about 20 minutes every day. Does she see you share your faith with people? You're not afraid to share the gospel or to share Christ's love. Does she see you willing to sacrifice your wants, needs, and desires to help others? Does she know that you hear God's voice? Last year I came home and my wife, someone in her life that she goes to on a regular basis for health and beauty, I'll be careful here. She said, you gotta go to this person's house. And I said, today I was praying and God told me that their daughter was demon possessed. What? I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, you gotta go there and pray over that child. I said, yeah, I know. She's like, how did you know? I said, God told me today. About a year ago, I was in here praying. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to go home right now. Your wife's in a bad place. I went home, drove straight home, walked up the stairs. She was at the top of the stairs vacuuming. She turned off the vacuum. She goes, what are you doing home? I said, God told me to come home. Why? He said that you need to be home right now because you're in a bad spot. She goes, what? I said, God told me to come home right now because you're not doing well. She falls into my arms crying. God is my witness. She said, I'm so glad you're here from God. I needed you today. What woman's not going to submit to that type of husband? It's earned. So if you are at a place where you're like, okay, I need to earn this. I need to attract this submission. What do I do? I think the first step is if you haven't been living that, you go home and you confess that you haven't been living that, you ask for forgiveness, and you say simply, I'm going to start practicing hearing from God, doing what God wants. I'm going to start practicing having a real quiet time so that you can trust me. That's all you need to say. Not so that you submit to me. Just simply so you can trust me. I need to win your trust. And I haven't been doing a good job because I haven't really been pursuing God. I haven't really been living for him. I haven't really been taking my prayer time or my quiet time from serious. And so I apologize for the crappy example I've had. You know, I'm not a drug addict. I'm not a porn. I'm not drinking. But I've just been coasting. And I apologize. Because I understand from this point forward that you're going to be more like Christ because of me. And that's the responsibility that I'm held to. And I've been doing a horrible job So please forgive me. And I'm going to start trying to lead this family the way I feel like God wants us to lead. And I'm going to make mistakes. But know that I'm trying. And you start there. And then the first issue or problem that comes up in your home with your kid or your finances or vacation schedule or whatever it is, you say, okay, give me a few days to pray about this and let me practice hearing from God. Let's say, God, tell me what I should do in this area. And you might feel like you hear nothing. And you go to her and say, okay, I hear nothing. Let's you and I pray together. Let's you and I talk this through. But at some point as you practice this, God will begin to speak to you and she'll begin to see the fruits of your intimate relationship with God. She'll begin to understand, like, my husband's really taking this serious. He's really trying to lead this relationship. That would be number one. Number two, I'm a big journaler. I love to journal. I journal about everything. I have journals from my workouts from 20-some years ago. They're depressing, actually, now when I see how much I used to live. But I journal everything. But what I do is I journal prayer requests. I grabbed an old journal last week. And I like to flip through it and see things that I've been praying for that God answered. And first page of this old journal from 2017... on the very first page, my son Reese, his name. Jesus, please bring Reese back to you. And he did last year, October. My son's on fire for God. It's amazing. But I start to journal, and then I'll sit down and I'll talk over things with my wife from 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, and say, can you believe how God answered this prayer? Can you believe how God did this? Can you believe how... And we kind of remind each other of this journey I'm on to seek God. And I want her to keep me accountable. But I also want to let her see I am trying to track how intimate I'm becoming with Jesus through this journal. I would do that number two. And then number three.